This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, which airport lounges are legit and which offer just stale crackers. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome back to the Go Nomad Travel Podcast. I'm your host, Max Hartshorn. Today, we're taking you to a city that's loud, proud, and impossible to ignore. Manila, the capital of the Philippines. The place that's been called many things. Chaotic, colorful, unpredictable. But today, we're calling it something else. The New York of Asia. Why? Well, let's start with the energy. Manila doesn't just hum, it roars. From the moment you land, you're swept into a city that never really sleeps. Jeepneys rattle through the streets, vendors shout over the din, and every corner feels like a story waiting to be told. It's a city of contrasts. Skyscrapers stand tall beside sprawling slums. Luxury malls share zip codes with street markets, and through it all, Manila moves. Fast, loud, and unapologetic. Sound familiar? That's right. It's got that same pulse you feel in New York, the city, the same sense that anything can happen and probably will. But Manila isn't just a copy. It's got its own flavor, its own history, and its own way of welcoming visitors. You'll hear Tagalog, English, and a dozen other languages in a single block. You'll taste adobo, sinigang, and street food that's been perfected over generations. And you'll meet people who know how to laugh through traffic, smile through struggle, and dance through life. Manila isn't easy, but neither is New York, and that's part of the magic. It's a city that demands your attention, and if you give it, really give it, you'll find something unforgettable. So the next time you're looking for a destination that's raw, real, and full of surprises, consider Manila, the New York of Asia. The world's oldest Chinatown, the largest U.S. military cemetery outside of America, the oldest university in Asia, and the first church in the world built entirely of steel. Yup, Manila's got bragging rights. If you head to Manila Bay, right in front of the Mall of Asia, one of the biggest malls on the continent, you'll catch a sunset that locals swear is one of the best on earth. But Manila isn't just about superlatives, it's about surprises. Like a Starbucks in Tangutay, 2 hours south of the city, perched on a hill overlooking a volcano. Yep, a volcano. And that Starbucks has been called one of the most beautiful in the world. Chin recommends spending at least 3 full days in Manila, and he starts day one with a slow, reflective walk for the Manila American Cemetery and Memorial. It's 152 acres with over 17,000 fallen soldiers from World War II. The names are engraved on marble walls that open like pages of a book. Its soothing hymns play every hour. Chin calls it a solemn march through the passage of history, and you can feel that. You can join a tour or just wander and chat with a groundskeeper in his straw hat. Watch him move from stone to stone, checking for cracks, for time. And when you're done, you'll still be in the Bonifacio Global City, a modern upscale district that feels a little bit like Beverly Hills. It's hot, it's humid, so you head to lunch. Chin recommends bacalao chicken insal, roasted chicken marinated in vinegar, citrus, and spices, grilled over charcoal, served with garlic rice. And for dessert, halo halo, a tower of shaved ice, purple yam, jellies, and fruit. Mix mix in Tagalog, a sweet, colorful collision of flavors. In the afternoon, you head to Intramuros, the walled city, built by the Spanish in the 1500s. Churches, colonial buildings, cobblestone streets, it feels like old Europe dropped into Asia. You can walk or you can join a bamboo bike tour. Yep, the bikes are really made of bamboo, eco-friendly and pretty cool. Start at Fort Santiago, once a military fortress and then a prison, and then a torture chamber during the Japanese occupation. Jose Rizal, the national hero, was held here before his execution. A short walk away is the San Agustin Church, with Baroque art everywhere. Ceilings and walls, the only church to survive World War II. Stay until dark when the Victorian street lamps light up and the whole place feels like a romantic movie set. That's a slice of Manila for today on Go Nomad Travel. Thanks for listening.
Looking for a quick, engaging travel inspiration? Travel Intent is your go-to. Hosts David Brody and Tim Johnson have explored over 145 countries and bring their expertise to highlight a new destination each week in just 10 minutes. You'll love their tips and stories. Listen now at voyescape.com.